Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Mr. Crooked's Radio. I have a co-host with me today, Ringo Thunders.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and you know, we have a benefit going for John Stab. If people would please go to the government issue official webpage for on Facebook and go down to the link. You know, John is fighting stomach cancer and he's not doing good, and they've set up a GoFundMe account, and if people go there, even if you only have a buck or two, any little bit helps to keep John's family going, because things aren't looking real good for him.
No, they're not. And you know what? He's contributed so much to not
music.
Only, not only to the, you know, Mystic Records, but just to, yes, music in general, and you know,
yeah.
and to me, and I really hope that he pulls through out of this, but like
yes,
you said,
it's
going to be a long road if he does, and you know what, God bless him. I hope that he gets out of it.
For those out there who don't know about government issue, they are an American hardcore punk band from Washington, D.C., and their most active years were between 1980 and 1989, and then they had a reemergence in 2007. And I do know in October of 2007, John was jumped by a bunch of kids who beat him up to a pulp really, really bad. And I think a lot of those things that happened to him then in Italy when he was on stage, he had a really bad experience where people jumped up on the stage and were literally fighting with him. I know, right? And you know, the band has had a lot of changes in membership in the 9 years that they were there, but John Stab is the only one who's been a consistent member of the band, Government Issue. And, you know, they are on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., and, you know, John has been involved with, he was just playing shows a couple weeks ago, you know, and got nauseated and went to the hospital and then had to have emergency surgery a week later, and now they've discovered this stomach cancer, and it's not looking good at all. But you know, on his records, his first album was Boycott Stab, and that was 1983, and that's what were the fundraisers called. Boycott Cancer, John Stab Boycott Cancer Fund by Kevin Young. Look it up on GoFundMe, and please, people, donate what you can.
Yes, please do that, because you know what? Government Issue, I mean, and if there's people out there that have not even heard them before, I mean, just realize that was a seminal
punk rock DC
band.
He also, you know, John promoted sobriety, you know, and that's a good thing for teenagers and a person to look up to, you know, because sobriety is a good thing, and it's good for everyone. And, you know, John never tried to push his beliefs on anyone, you know, like some straight edgers do, you know. He's always such a humble, gracious person.
Exactly right. I mean, very, very nice to me. Very nice from what I've, you know, read from other folks. Very nice to everybody that he crossed paths with. I mean,
and such a musician. I mean, He put out an album every year, 83, 84, 85, 86,
yep.
87, 88, Live on Mystic in 85, Best of Government Issue Live in 94, and then Live at CBGB's in 87, and then again in 2003. I mean, the man is a legend, and he's offered so much to the music world.
Yeah.
I think we need to play a song by John. What do you think?
You know what? I think that's a good idea. I'd love to hear it.
All right. Okay. How about some Written Word?
There we go.
By the one and only John Stab. Government. Government Issue is number 10 from 2015's list of the best bands, the Skull Presents, the best of the 2015 bands, and Government Issue is number 10 on the list. And, you know, they're above Blue Oyster Cult, who's down there at number 14. So, you know, that's just pretty good, you know?
I would say so. I would say so. Yeah, I mean, you know, his contribution has just been just fantastic and amazing, and yeah, he deserves those accolades, and I'm proud to hear that.
Exactly, I had to call Doug Moody and let him know today, and he got all misty eyed and choked up and. Had me take down a letter to send to John's wife because he was just all
yeah.
choked up and really sad because, you know, John's a young man. I mean, he's just in his early 50s and, you know.
Yeah. Well, did I ever tell you the story about the Mystic thing? I had asked him a question about that. And,
okay.
You know, there was there was a lot of, and I'll keep it quick, but there was a lot of issues about certain things with labels and, you know, people just get, you know, just, you know, brain hurt over that kind of stuff, money and all that. And he said that Mystic treated that band perfectly. He said that they were just so nice,
always,
so nice
yeah,
to him.
Yeah. There's always been
really
a lot of love
them.
There.
Yeah, and you know what? And, you know, the love goes in both directions. And it does now, I mean, with us and him. So, you know, I just, I, you know, I almost get misty-eyed right now. But, I mean, I just hope that, that everything works out for the best.
Okay, and you know, he has had the Skull Fest. He played the Skull Fest last summer in Pittsburgh. And
yep.
The lineup was John on vocals, John Barry on guitar, Dwayne Bruner on bass, and Chris Moore on drums. And now currently they've changed drummers again to Evan Tanner. And like I said, they were just playing gigs a couple weeks ago, and this is just
yeah.
really taking everybody for a loop, you know. And
he was promoting his band History Repeated, which he sent me a 7-inch of. It actually was a split 7-inch. I can't remember what the other band's name was at this particular time. But fantastic. I mean, his voice just it was like it was lost in time. It never
there
changed.
You go. Yeah. But on that note, we do have another, we do have time for another song, so why don't we play The Next Time by Government Issue.
Let's
do it. All
right.
We love you.
So we're finally getting the chance to play out here. Last time we were here, couldn't even get through one song with the cops shutting us down. Let's hope they don't show up tonight. This song's called The Next Time.
Developing a hardcore punk scene.
No way, there isn't.
Okay, that was a little final comments from John and the band back in the days when he recorded with Mystic. But, you know, I really hope that people go to the official Government Issue website and please go down to the Boycott Cancer Fund for John Stab and donate a couple dollars. The family really would appreciate it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And he deserves it. I mean, couldn't be a nicer guy. So
he is a nice guy. A nice guy, and he's always helped others and done a lot for so many people. And the least any of us can do is to give back a little bit. And even if you only got a buck to send, you know, send it in, because every little bit helps when a family's in really big need like this. And that,
exactly.
I came to tell you, we're out of time, Ringo. Was there anything else you wanted to say real quick?
Radio silence, Las Vegas. That's about it. But yes, keep John in your prayers, and I really hope he pulls through. But if he does, it's going to be a very, very long road, and we do need to help him.
That's right. So everybody, get down there and to that GoFundMe page and send in your bucks. And thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time on Mystic Records Radio. Party or go home.
Party or go home. All right.
All right. Later, dudes.
Later.